Yeah, kum lenin a blat gemara. We would say like Bremer. Today's blat is daf samaches. We'll just quickly do the mission again to bring us back into the loop, so we can help cup. There's a number of cases in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is going to focus pashat amshat in the Mishnah. So let's do that again. The Mishnah from samas ayin on base in the very bottom. Klal godol amru. So we'll first focus on the word godol here, but it's a very important cardinal rule. B'Shabbos, number one, kol hashecheach ik Shabbos. If you totally forgot that Shabbos exists, and the model will discuss what exactly we're referring to. V'osam machlekes, v'osam melachis harbe b'Shabbos as harbe. So every Shabbos you did a number of melachis for many, many weeks, months, years. Ein lechayv alachatzasachas. The cause is only one thing he never knew, and therefore it's one helem, it's one forgetfulness, as we explained yesterday in the whole introduction, and therefore you bring one carbon. That's case number one. But Hayedeya Ika Shabbos, if somebody knows what Shabbos is all about, and V'osam Melochas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe, but then he forgot. Every Shabbos, he forgot the Trevi Shabbos, he thought Trevi Sunday. And every Shabbos is a number of Melochas. Then Chayiva Kol Shabbos Shabbos. Every Shabbos is like a new, there's a Yedi in between, there's a number of days in between. And then Shabbos you forgot again. So it's like you did the same Aveda a number of times, and you remembered, you forgot. Either because the Gzeiros HaKosov that the week interrupts, or like Rashi says, it's impossible you didn't find out in the middle that you made a mistake, you erred on what day of the week it is, and therefore it's like if you knew, you forgot. That's case number two. Case number three is Hayideh for Shabbos. You know exactly it's Shabbos. But also Melochas Harba, but the number of Melochas you didn't know that these were Melochas. B'Shabbos HaHar, of number of weeks, Chayiva Kol Av Melocha Melocha. You chayiv for every Melocha you did over 5 weeks. You chayiv for every Melocha you did. Each Melocha is chayiv according to many of the Shoyim, only one Chatzis. According to others, you chayiv for every Shabbos. You did the same Melocha you carried 6 weeks in a row. So they say you bring 6 Chatzis because every Shabbos is like a new time. And others say, no, that you bring one for carrying. And if you did cooking, you bring one for cooking because even though it was a number of Shabbosim, it wasn't the problem that you didn't know was Shabbos. You didn't know that you're not allowed to carry. So there was no Yidi in between. Then the Mishnah continues. And why he says Av Melacha? Because we said already, because if you did a tool, then the Av, you only bring one carbon. Ha'oisim Melacha is harba me'ein Melacha. You don't have tools of one Melacha. Ein oichayim ela chatas achas. Only chayim one chatas. Okay. So the Gemara first will fixate on the word Godel. My time, why is this? As the Gemara, the ton of cloud, Godel. Why use the word Godel? Now, the next Mishnah starts over Oy Klal. There's another Klal. So, could very well be, or later on we'll see, there's another Klal talking about the shear that you have to carry on Shabbos. So, could be, the reason it says Klal Godel here is because like Shabbos HaGodel, and you have Pesach in the middle of the week, which is also Shabbos, the Torah calls it Mochel Shabbos, so the first one is called Godel. So, maybe the same thing here. My time Tana Klal Godel, Ilem Mishum, the Kaboy Lemisne Oy Klal Achar, is because the following Mishnah will say another klal, and therefore we use the word here klal godol, tana klal godol. Ever gabeshvi is we find similarly by Shmita as well. Nami says they also klal godol when it starts off. Is Mishnah Dikabay Mishnah Klal Acher, because another Mishnah there it says there's another rule. So whenever there's more than one rule, the first rule is the most paramount, and then you go talk about the more specific rules. Tana klal godol. So that's a question. We find in Sechta Maises the similar thing. The Tony Klal Acher, first start with a Klal, then another Klal. The Loitoni Klal Godel, and it doesn't start off with Klal Godel. It just says Klal, Vaoi Klal. So why here it says Godel? And why in Shemitah it says Godel? Omre Vesi Barabin in Shabbos, Vishvi, is I'll tell you why. You know when it says Godel? When there's numerous different Melochas, not just others, but our Tulus. Shabbos has others and Tulus, and so does Shemitah have others and Tulus. These were others with Tulus. And because in fact it says that there are 39 others, and some Sfarim say that each Av has 39 Tulus to it. There's a whole bunch. By Shemitah as well, there's others about planting and harvesting and so on and so forth. And there's other Tulus, other activities in the field, in the vineyard. Tana Godel, therefore it says the word Godel, because it's very wide ranging. Maise, the lesbe of us with Tulus. Maise, there's only of us, there's not of us and Tulus. Therefore, like Tani Klal Godel, doesn't say the Klal Godel. Says the Gemara, Nu'ula Bar Kapara, who also made Tesefta. Bar Kapara, the Tani Klal Godel, and he used the expression Klal Godel by Maise. My Ogatulika, if they tell me the rule Godel means because it's much more wide ranging, so how come Bar Kapara has in Maise the word Godel? I'll tell you what the reason is. The reason is not to do with obvious and tullus. The reason is, it depends how severe the punishment is. And we're comparing it to another similar Aveda where the punishment is far less severe. So therefore, God will Shabbos Yisim Shavuos. The punishment of Shabbos is far greater than Shemitah. You get skila the other Shabbos, and furthermore, not only the kind of punishment, but how wide ranging it is. The other Shabbos Isa by Shabbos, it's Isa applies. Bein bitolush, weather was cut off already Friday afternoon, and then you go grind it, for example, or you knead it. So the arm malachas, even when it's harvested before Shabbos. Bein mechuber, while it's attached and you start harvesting on Shabbos, so wide ranging. Vila shmita ishvi is bitolush lesser. If you cut things off before the seventh year, there's no issue. You can do whatever you want with it on the seventh year. Bein mechuber isa. So it's far more limited in the scope. And so interesting, we use the word oinsha when actually we mean over here is how wide ranging the Avedis are. And nevertheless, Shemitah is, even though it's inferior to Shabbos, but it's still more severe than when it comes to Maisa. The God of Oinsha Yosef and the Maisa, why? The Elish Shvi, it comes to the laws of Shemitah, Isa, Bein B'Michael Adam, whether it's something that's consumed by a person, by an animal. In fact, we learn out, we're we're learning out that, you know, Kozman, the Chai is able to eat in the field, you're allowed to eat as well, but when the Chai stops, there's no food fodder left for him in the field, you're not allowed to deal with it anymore. So we see it applies to animals, and it applies to people. Shekin Maise, but Michael Oda Misa, Michael Behemah Lesa. There's no din of maise by father of an animal, because it's only dogon, tirish, v'yitzer. So it's only, you know, grains and wine and oil. That's it. And the Rabbanon came along and said that the fruits of a tree and vegetables should also be included. In fact, that's not so simple, because the Rambam holds that fruits of a tree is actually mahatoida. Maise yerek is the Rabbanon. But nevertheless, it's limited. Mashain Kane, so mice is far more limited than Shemitah. Says the Gemara, well, a bar kapara, and a bar kapara, the Tani klal godl by mice. So how can bar kapara use the word godl by mice, klal godl by mice, when we just explained how mice is so much more limited? So he said, you know why? Because bar kapara compares it to peya. Godl, oinche, shal mice, yeshe peya. If you compare it to peya, mice is more comprehensive and therefore incorporates more, includes more in yonim, more types of food, and therefore he holds that he would do God weird. Yilamaisa, when it comes to maisa, isa b'te'ein of a yerek, at least with the Rabbanon. When it comes to maisa, it applies to figs and to vegetables. Yilapeya less a b'te'ein of a yerek. When it comes to peya, it doesn't apply to vegetables at all. It only applies to grains and wine and oil as well. So therefore, because peya is even more limited, so the Bakapara takes license and uses the word God. How do I know that? Now we learn. This is the rule by peya. This is the rule by peya. Anything which is considered food, the nishma, and is protected. No, it's not hefker. And gedule mina oritz, and it grows from the ground. This is important, that all the fruits, whatever it is, gets picked at the same time. They all mature at the same time in the season. And the Mishnah there mentions eight kinds. Umachnisa lekiyum, and you can preserve it for a while, not something that's perishable. Chaye v'peya. Now, what are they coming to exclude? Oichel food, lemute, sefichi, you know, growth that goes on its own, seitim v'keitza. These are kinds of herbs or thorns that are grown, which the purpose of that is for dyeing, not for eating. So therefore, dyeing colors. The nishmer, it has to be protected, lemute hefker. If it's hefker, there's no din of peya. The gedulim and the others has to grow from the ground, lemute kemei, the pitres, mushrooms and truffles. There's no din of peya there, because it doesn't grow from the ground, it grows from the air. And the kitosek, achas, it has to be all that picked at the same time, is lemute tena, to exclude figs. Taser already says that excludes not only figs, but all other vegetables which are not a kitrik achas. In fact, Taser says most vegetables are not a kitrik achas. Taser asks a question, so why b'maisa mahatoida, the way Rashi learns that mahatoida, there's no, there's only the rabbanon, that by vegetables, maisa, so how come we didn't make the rabbanon pay in there as well? So Taser explains very interestingly, Taser says, The poor people have to hang around because first come, first serve. What the problem is, when it comes to other things that grow and the kitase is not at the same time, you know, you pick them different times, they have to hang around there all the time because this week this will be ready and next week some more will be ready, and they'll take off work and they'll actually lose out. Just as Chorbev Seide, they lose out all the time, they take off work. Something that the kitase ka'achas, they come one day, they know that today's the season when it's all ripe and today's going to start picking, so they hang around for a day or two to get their share. But if it's not like achas, it's not worth their time. And also, another sort of the Rishonim say is because how much can you, only if you, since you only pick a little bit a day and you only get the pay of it, you'll get so little, it's not even worth, you know, it's not worth his time to stand there. Mashengen, if you pick everything in one day, then the pay of it is something worthwhile. Anyway, the last thing is the machnis lekim, that you put it there for to preserve, for lemute, for longevity, lemute yerek, vegetables, because they're perishable. When it lays out the criteria for maisa, it says kol maisa kosher, it has to be food similar to peyah v'nishmer and protected. We do a lot of growth in the ground. Chay v'maisa. The ilay l'kitosek ka'achas to say that it has to all be picked at the same time. Machnis l'kim, it shouldn't be perishable. Leitnan doesn't mention, so it's more wide reaching than peyah. That's why Bakapara decided to add the word gadol. We don't because it's all midrabon. Okay, now let's get back to the Mishnah. And focus on the Mishnah. Comes along an interesting machlekes we're going to have between Rabbi Shmuel and Shlokesh Rabbi Yechanan. The Babylonians versus the Israelis. Rabbi Shmuel, Damit Raidebo, say, Masnissin, when our Mishnah says that somebody who forgot the Ikka Shabbos, yeah, what do you mean, Hashachech Ikka Shabbos? So they say, you never knew Shabbos. How can it be Metzias, like a person never knew Shabbos? Masnisin betinuk shenishbol ben anochrim. We're talking about a kid who grew up or was kidnapped and raised amongst the goyim, or geir shenizgayir ben hanochrim, or a geir that converted but not amongst even among goyim. Therefore, he didn't know Shabbos. Taste at the bottom of the page asks, "What do you mean didn't know Shabbos? Isn't the part of geiris that you have to learn mitzvahs, mitzvahs kalos, chamuras, and all that?" And Taisa says, it's talking about, of course he had a bezin of three, otherwise his gaiters is worthless. There was a bezin of three, and they did not bother, and the rit was minus more, they did not bother telling him any of the mitzvahs. I mean, just try to imagine how we, today, how strict we are. In those days, they had a bezin, took a goy who lived amongst goyim, didn't live amongst Eden, made him a yid, didn't tell him a word about Shabbos, and he's a yid, and he has to bring a korban chatas. Go figure, how does that fit into what we know today in how a ger should be made? Anyway, obviously must have been extenuating circumstances why they decided to make Ayin. So therefore, when the Mishnah says that you only bring one chatas your whole life, it's talking about somebody he never knew with Shabbos. Abel, right now, so the Gemara assumes, this is an assumption the Gemara we're going to deal with now. Abel hikir shoshaka, let's say he grew up in yeshiva and he learned for a few years, he knows all about Shabbos, but then he went away, he went astray, and then he totally forgot. Totally slipped his mind with Shabbos is. So now he totally forgot, but he once knew. Then, Chayav HaKol Shabbos Shabbos. Then they would hold, it seems, we're inferring, that then you'll be Chay for every single Shabbos. Because even though Shabbos meant nothing to you, nevertheless, there's a custom that, you know, the day is intervening, it's considered like a new Aveda. So you want to ask a question. So let's analyze the Mishnah according to Rav Shmuel. So Tana, the Mishnah starts off, HaShecheach Ike Shabbos. First of all, you're telling me Shechech, you forgot Ikka Shabbos, you're telling me it means someone who never knew. But Shechech usually means you knew and you forgot. Lav Miklad, the Havli Di Mikore, means he once knew and he forgot, and yet the Mishnah says you only bring one Chatzis your entire life. Well, it's a lie, no. Who said you should be Medaik the way you did? Mai, you know what it means? Kol HaShechech Ikka Shabbos? Not that he once knew and then he forgot. The Hoyse Shchuach Limenu Ikra Shal Shabbos. He forgot from the day he was born. Never knew. That's what it means. Says the Gemara, so what are you telling me? Avol hikir l'besov shachach, but if he did know, and then he forget my, then chayev akol Shabbos Shabbos. You're going to tell me that if he once knew he totally forgot, he's chayev every single Shabbos. If so, why in the next case of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah wants to tell me that he's chayev every single Shabbos, it uses the expression hayodeya ikka Shabbos, which sounds like he knows Shabbos today. He just partially forgot that today was Shabbos. He thought it was Friday, or he thought it was Sunday. Take like a bigger chiddush. That even if he forgot totally that it's Shabbos, not only he forgot which day it is, he forgot the holding of Shabbos, still you bring a chatas for every week. And surely if you knew and you just forgot the day, you bring every week. What's the chiddush? Which is the bigger chiddush, according to Rav Shmuel? If so, says the Gemara, Adetoni, why does the Mishnah say, limited only to Hayyadeya Ikka Shabbos? He knows what Shabbos is all about. He just forgot which day it is. He has to bring a karma for every single Shabbos. Learn a greater chiddush. Listen, Hikir Ubasar Shachach. that what happens, he knew when he was young, he knew, and then he totally forgot the whole concept of Shabbos. Still, every Shabbos, he got to bring another chatas. So surely, if you knew what Shabbos, you just forgot every week which day of the week it is, surely you have to bring a chatas for every Shabbos. B'choshkin ha? Says the Gemara, you're right. But you misinterpret the Mishnah. You know what my day ikah Shabbos? The Gemara is still leading the way they understood Rabbi Shmuel. We'll soon see that it'll change our mind. You know what it means? Hayyadei ikah Shabbos doesn't mean like you think it means he knows every week that it's Shabbos, but he forgot which day it is. Misha hayyadei in the past ikah Shabbos, and then Mishachar. He once upon a time knew what Shabbos is, and then he forgot. That's what the Mishnah means. So the Gemara says, okay. So what are you telling me? So what about a guy who knows about Shabbos, but every week he had the wrong day in the calendar, and every week he forgets what day it is. What do you tell me then? Then it'll be different, right? My chayav akom alav melacha. Then if the Mishnah is only talking about a case where you once knew and you totally forgot, therefore, because you once knew, every single Shabbos you bring another carbon. But if you know every week and you're just forgetting every week, then you should be chayav for every melacha, because the Mishnah is not talking about that. So if so, why does when the Mishnah says that you're chayav for every single melacha, it says you know which Shabbos and just you forget the melacha, it's like a bigger chiddush. Even if you forgot that it's Shabbos, but if you knew yesterday about Shabbos, you just forgot which day it is, every week you got to bring kabbalah for every melacha, bigger chiddush. And to tell you, why does the Mishnah say how your day is your Shabbos? He knows that today is Shabbos, but he just didn't know that these melachas were also melachas harba, b'Shabbos harba. And then you say chayav kol melachas melacha, chayav melacha, least to say a bigger chiddush, according to what you're learning. How your day is Shabbos. Even if he knows definitely what Shabbos is all about, he just forgets every week which day of the week it is. Is the cholshkein ha? Surely, if he knew it's today's Shabbos, just didn't know melachas, he bring for every melacha. Ella, the Gemara goes back and says we learned totally wrong pshat. We misunderstood Rav Shmuel. That inference we made was totally wrong. What Rav Shmuel holds is that whether you never knew Shabbos or whether you knew Shabbos and then you totally forgot what Shabbos is, both cases you bring one chatzis for your whole life. And then everything else in the Mishnah learns the way we learn Parshat Pshat. Ela Masnisi, the Mishnah is talking about, in fact, we'll soon see that the Mishnah is only talking about Kishihikir Ula B'Soyv Shachar. The Mishnah is talking about even if you once knew, but you totally forgot, you bring one Chatas your whole lifetime because it's all the same cause. And the intervening days, like Rashi says, as a Svara, it's inevitable that you knew what Shabbos, but it means nothing to him because he forgot what the whole concept of Shabbos is. So therefore, you bring one Chatas your whole life. But the same thing is, if you never knew, you also bring one Chatas your whole life. And in fact, that's the chiddush of Rav Shmuel. And what's the chiddush? Ud Rav Shmuel name kihikir ule b'soiv shachach domi. Rav Shmuel holds that even though you never knew, you still need to bring a karma chatas. It's still a shaygig. Ignorance is not an excuse. V'hochi itma. This is what we learned. Rav Shmuel, the Matavai Bo say, afilu tinduk shenish ben anochim, even if a kid was kidnapped and grew up raised amongst goyim, or geish, and is gayel ben anochim, so he converted amongst goyim, is ki hikir ula b'soif shachach domi. It's as if somebody knew and then he forgot. V'chai v'chai. So they hold the tinuk shenishma still has some responsibility. A karma chatas, yes. However, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, they both say, davke, you know when you bring karma chatas, only hikir you once knew, you had a little chinuch, and then b'soif shachach, you went astray and you totally forgot. Aval tinuk shenishma ben anochrim v'geshen is gaile ben anochrim, somebody was raised in a way that he never knew in the first place, Potter, you are totally Potter. Rashi explains this is like the Gemara Makas. We have a concept called Oimer Mutter. Shaking means that you didn't realize this is an Aveda, but you know there's Avedas. Oimer Mutter means you thought you're allowed to. These people are like an Oinus. Oimer Mutter is an Oinus. We have a Machlekes there. They hold that Rav Yechon and Shlokish hold that if a kid never knew, it's not a Shaygig. It's not sort of like a bit of negligence or something. This is an Oinus. What do you want from him? How is he supposed to know? So he is potter, you don't even bring a karma chatas. So a fundamental machleik is between Rabbi Shmuel that even the Tinuk Shenishma, they say you have some liability, a karma chatas, and you have Yechon Shlokish to say that you are totally potter, you're exempt because you're an oinus. Meisve, I'll ask a question. It says, Klal Gadol Amr B'Shabbos, it says, Klal Gadol Kol HaShecheich Ike Shabbos, we forgot that it's Shabbos. V'osem Melochas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe, Einu Chai V'Lach, this is a Braisa. And the Braisa says, Ketzad, gives an example. Tinuk shenishba lebein hanochrim. Here, the Braisa clearly says that a child who was raised amongst goyim, begeishes guy ben hanochrim, he brings a karma chatas, just like Rav Shmuel. Question of Yechon Shlokish. And then it continues. The chayiv al adam. The same story is if he ate blood or achas, one carbon for entire life. Alachelev achas, so he ate, you know, trefa fats, bring one carbon entire life. But clearly it says here that a tinuk shenishba, This is where the expression Tim Shinishma comes from, is Chayiv Akar Mechatas. He's partly to blame. Valavoyda Zora Achas, same thing. But Mumbuz Poiter. Mumbuz says that is an oinus, a Tim Shinishma is Poiter. The Kachay Mumbuz done with Rabbi Akiva. In fact, this is what Mumbuz was saying before Rabbi Akiva. Hoyil Mezid Karu Chaitim. Someone deliberately does an Aved is called a Chaitim, a sinner. It says Kisechta, and so on and so forth. And the Shegig Karu Chaitim. And the Shegig also is called a sinner. So therefore, Ma Mezid Chahoysala Yudir, just like Mezid, he had to know. What does Mezid mean? He knows what he's doing in Aved. Shaykh also, he had to know. And right now we're saying he had to know once upon a time. If he once knew, then he forgot, you bring a karmachatas. But a tinnish nishba never knew, there's no karmachatas. That's what Mumba says. Omalad of Akiba Giva says, if you want to compare Shaykh to Mezid, I'll go with you and I'll take it further. Hareini Moisif al Dvarecha. I will actually add something to what you were saying. Let's see if it works out. He said, "By Mezid, if you're going to compare Shaygig to Mezid, I don't understand what you're saying. Mezid, he had to know at the time while doing Aveda, he knows what he's doing. By Shaygig, you're telling me he knew once upon a time, but not right now, otherwise it wouldn't be a Shaygig. So it's not really a proper comparison." He's asking Mumbus. Ima Mezid, Shaygig, Bishas Meisid, at the time. Af Shaygig, Shaygig, Bishas Meisid, you can tell me Shaygig also had to know at the time, it's Klopnish. Otherwise, he wouldn't be a Shaygig if he knew at the time. Amalai, he said to him, hey, you're right, yes. He knew something. He knew something at the time. We'll soon see what he knew. He knew something at the time, and therefore it's called a Yidi and very similar to a Mezid. But if he never knew, no Chatas. The Choshkei Shei Safta. And now that you added your words, you're actually supporting me. I agree with you that he's Chayva Chatas by a Sheikik, even if he knew something. Amalai said to him, Lvarech, ain't it called a Sheikik? If he knew something at the time he did the Veda, what kind of Sheikik is it? El Mezid. That's the conversation in Mumbus Rabbi Akiva will come back to soon. But let's get back to our original point. Tony me, it says, I have an Ebraisa, Kate said, Tinuk, a young child, well, clearly bring the Karmachatas. It's Bishloim with Abba Shmuel Nichud, Abba Shmuel makes sense. Abba Shmuel Eichel, Abba Shmuel Lokesh Kasha. They say that you are exempt, you're anonymous. Omaloi, Omaloch, Rabbi Eichel, Rish Lokesh. So Rabbi Eichel, Rish Lokesh would answer you very simply. What's the question? Me like a Mumbus the Potter? What about Mumbus? Mumbus says that you're Potter because you're Oinus. Nu, vanan damninike Mumbus. We pass you like Mumbus. Says the Gemara, my time in the Mumbus. Where does Mumbus get this Gzeira Shover that he wants to compare Shegig to Mezid and say that there has to be a Yedi and therefore Tin Shinishma is totally exempt? Because the Chsiv, it says in Pasik, by Ezek and again, Toida Achaz Yilachem, she all have one din, Lo Oisa Bishgoga. We want Toida for those who do a Bishgoga. And the next pasuk is v'hanefesh ashetase b'yadrom, if somebody, you know, blatantly commits an aveda which is b'mezid. So clearly, the Torah by the juxtaposition of these two pasukim, hiki shaygil amezid, we're comparing a shaygig to a mezid regarding a chatas, and a mezid get kodesh. I tell you that it's very similar. Both have to have a yedia. Ma mezid shahoysel a yedia, avshaygil hoysel a yedia. You have to have a yedia once upon a time, but a tinnish nishba is totally potter. Nu v'rabbanon who disagree with him and they say that tinnish nishba also chayev. What do they do with this hekesh? High Torah achas my of delay. What does it do with the fact that these two psukim are next to each other? The boy that they need for something totally different. Look at the maxim of Rabbi Shimon Levi Leberei. Rabbi Shimon Levi was teaching his son Torah achas yilachem la eisav kishkaga oksiv. An introduction to the whole pasha. It says v'chi sishgu v'lo isasuv. You made a mistake and you didn't do eis kol mitzvahs eila, all of these mitzvahs, and it's talking about avodah zorah, which is equal to all of these mitzvahs. Kol mitzvahs eila. And that's Torah Achaz, and says then after, right after Shegi, it says, Vanefesh Ashtasa V'yad Rama, Huk Shukulu L'Aved Zorah. We learn out from here a very important rule. On which Avedas do you bring a carbon? Only those which are similar to Aved Zorah, and that is, any Aveda which has Chorus, if you did it, B'mezid, and then B'Shegi, and you get, you know, Malkuth for a lav, then B'Shegi, you bring Karma Chattas. But if there's no Chorus B'mezid, you don't bring Karma Chattas B'Shegi. Let's look over there. Dover shechayov and I was doing the chorus. Only those things which be mezid yichayv chorus, which gagosay chatas, and then a shaygi you bring a korb mechatas. Is af kol dover anywhere else in the Torah? You don't bring a chatas. Only al dover I was doing the chorus. Only a thing which you get chorus for mezid was gagosay chatas. That's what he says. Now, getting back to Mumbu said that you have to have a yidia while you did the aveda by shegig, just like by mezid, you had to have a yidia, so too by shegig. Well, Mumbu shkogim b'mai, so what was a shegig? If you knew it was an aveda, what was a shegig? So very interesting, he says that even if you knew it was an aveda, what you were doing, but if you didn't realize that you can bring a carbon, if you made a mistake, that already means you bring a carbon. If you didn't know the full severity of the aveda, that's like a shegig. Going sheshogag big carbon, he knew it was an aveda, but no what, he knew yichayv meg. If he did be meg, yichayv karis, but he didn't know that yichayv a chatas if you be shegig. That's so pshas ma'is. He knew it was an aveda, but just know you bring a chatas be shegig. But Rabbanan, so he knew that. So he had knowledge of that idea, and then he forgot. And he was a shegig. That was, he knew that it's a punishment, but kodesh, he had no idea, and then he forgot, and he did the aveda. That's called a shegig. He said, if that's not called a shegig at all. You have to make a shegig, according to Rabbanan, the shegig was an aveda itself. He didn't know it was an aveda. According to Rabbanan, what exactly was the shegig? What didn't you know? So we have an interesting machlekes Rabbi Yechonon Shlakish. According to the Shlakish, we're going to learn he Pasha didn't know there was an aveda, and according to Rabbi Yechonon, that even if you knew it was an aveda, you didn't know that if you do bemezit you chayiv karis, that's considered a shegig. Rabbi Yechonon, akima sheshogeg bekaris, he didn't realize that you get karis for this aveda. Afa pisha hezi belav, even though you know that you get malchus that for a lav, and so on and so forth. So then you bring so that's called a shegig. And therefore you bring a carbon. But Rabbi Shlokesh Amar Ad She Yishgig Belava Kodesh. He had to be in a situation where he called to know is an aveda. Amar Rabbi Tam Shimon Lakish. What's the swara? Let's go through two dots. What's the swara of Shimon Lakish? Amar Kros says the pasuk. Says the pasuk that if a person flagrantly does an aveda. It says by a nasi. If a nasi committed an aveda, he did one of these avedas that he should not have done. Bishgoga, v'oshim. But Asher Loisa said the nasi shouldn't have done it, which is a lav. And then it says v'oshim, and you're guilty. Ad she yishgeg belav v'kodes, until he made a mistake in the Loisa Sena, which is Bishgoga, and then the oshim, which is on purpose. If he didn't realize both of them, you didn't know you get punished at all, and you're carbon, that's when we say it's a shegig. What does he do with it? He holds that even if you knew it was an aveda, you get karis. You just didn't know there's carbon. You're ready to consider a shegig. The Baila, he needs it, look at the Tanya, we learned. It says in Pasig, Ma'am Ha'orit. It says in Pasig that if Ma'am Ha'orit, from the Am Ha'orit, you know, committed a aveda, a shegig, you bring a carbon. So it tells you, Prat Lemumer. It says from the Amaratzim, not every Amaratzim. A guy who does the Aveda over and over again is a Mumer, then there's no shegig by a Mumer. Rab Shimon Lazar, I'm Rab Shimon, Asheloisa Sena Vishgoga V'Oshim. It says that what? It says in Pasuk, he didn't do it by the Nasi, he didn't do it B'Shegig V'Oshim, and he was guilty. So we learn like this. Hashav Migidasa, if you tell him it's an Aveda, he'll say, oh, I didn't realize, I'll stop. Then maybe carbon is good, then you bring a carbon. But Loisha Midiyasa, even if you told him, you know, you're doing an aveda, it's safe. He says, Hawat. Then any maybe carbon goes, you don't bring a carbon on the shegig. So we have a machlek reich and a shlokish, what's the definition of a shegig? And we have Injim machlek is Rabbi Shmuel, reich and a shlokish, about a tindik shenishba. The halach is like Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, between tomorrow and mitzvah.